9 minutes past eight, Shane McElhattan is here with It Says in the Papers.
It's back to the future for many of today's papers, with the focus on future projections for housing, pensions and climate. Housing crisis for another 20 years is the Irish Daily Mail headline over its coverage of Future 40, the government's new financial roadmap to the year 2065. The paper quotes the report as warning that pent-up demand for housing will not be met until 2045, and that's assuming that building targets are actually met. The Irish Times front page story puts the time frame at 15 years, saying the Department of Finance based its projections on current demographic trends, the growing preference for smaller households, and accumulated pent-up demand that already exists. The Irish Independent looks at the implications of an ageing population for pensions, with the Department of Finance's report projecting that almost half of public expenditure will be age-related by 2065. The paper quotes Finance Minister Pascal Donoghue promising there will be no increase in the state pension age during the lifetime of this government. Rising costs associated with the ageing population will instead be dealt with by increasing PRSI payments. The Times quotes the Department of Finance's chief economist John McCarthy as describing the country as being in the demographic sweet spot with a healthy 4-to-1 ratio of workers to retirees. But he projects within 2 decades that ratio will have halved. The same paper's lead story carries a prediction by the UN's environmental programme that global warming projections for the century mean large parts of the planet will be unlivable. And that's assuming countries deliver fully on climate commitments. Several papers find new angles on the DJ Carey sentencing. The Irish Sun claims the total sum he swindled is closer to €1 million than the €400,000 reported up to now. The paper says the shamed hurling star was reported to be utterly rattled by his first night in Dublin's Mountjoy prison. The Irish Daily Mail and Irish Daily Star connect DJ Carey's swindle with the fate of the late cancer campaigner Vicky Phelan. The Mirror's lead story says that among Kerry's victims was a close friend of Vicky Phelan's, who gave Kerry €10,000. He's quoted, "I knew him through the hurling, and he asked for a €10,000 loan to finance his American treatment. Poor Vicky Phelan fought cancer to her last breath, and yet here was a guy running around the country pretending he was dying from the disease when there was nothing wrong with him." Most of the papers cover the opening of the Dublin District Coroner's Court yesterday of the inquest into the death of Garda Kevin Flatley, who was killed while working at a speed checkpoint in North Dublin after he was struck by a motorbike. The Independent says the dead Garda's wife, Una Flatley, opened proceedings by giving evidence of formally identifying her husband's body to Gardaí at the Dublin City Morgue in Whitehall. The Irish Examiner's lead story predicts the collapse of Fastway couriers will spark a delivery crisis in the run-up to Christmas. The paper says that not only has the collapse left workers and drivers owed millions of euro, hundreds of small firms are now scrambling to find other ways to move their stock, with fears that other delivery companies will not be able to accommodate thousands of customers seeking order fulfilment ahead of Black Friday and Christmas. Finally, under the headline of the day, Shaving Private Lion, the Star's lead story clears up the mystery of a lion apparently seen wandering the woods in Killaloe, County Clare. What looked like a big cat caught on camera was revealed by Gardaí to be a giant, recently shaved and very friendly Newfoundland dog going by the name of Mouse.